Board of Supervisors will reconvene, and we are at item, I'm going to go to item 10 since I opened this as the board. 10A, 10Z, minute approval.
For the 13th, I have some changes.
Okay, and I think we have a copy of that.
You do. It would be for the, this was the special meeting on the 13th of February. Pages 13 and 14 under the public presentations, Klamath River Renewal Corporation. Page 13 to add a sentence, additional language, and this would be added to the fifth paragraph. Mr. Bransom advised that the co-licensees would put in place long-term solutions for those groundwater wells that have been impacted by the project activities, and I've given an example of that paragraph with that included statement. And then also for page 14 of the same minutes, additional language, this would be added after the fourth paragraph. In response to Supervisor Chris regarding efforts to keep residents whole with regard to groundwater wells that have gone or will go dry, Mr. Bransom advised that, as stated earlier in his presentation, the co-licensees would put in place long-term solutions for those impacted groundwater wells. I've received no additional comments or changes.
Anyone else?
Just the back of the minutes, Mr. Chair, Wendy does a great job summarizing the meetings, and I wanted to include that well section, so we actually went back and listened to the recording, so this wasn't just my words.
Okay.
So this is what it was, and this was actually was in the recording of it, and this Wendy did a great job. I wanted that memorialized, because it's a big issue for groundwater wells.
Thanks,
Wendy. Thank you.
You're welcome. I did listen to the audio as well.
Okay, motion with the amendment?
So, Chris, for the motion, is that for both of them or just for the 13th?
I'll do them separately.
Okay. So this is for 213. Okay. And do we have a second?
Supervisor.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela. Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren. And Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye. And February 20th, 10B.
220. I heard no changes for those.
Okay. Looking for action.
Would you approve?
Sorry.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Abstain.
Thank you.
We'll recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District. This is item 8A, public comment. Anyone in house? Anyone online?
Showing them online.
Consent agenda.
And Mr. Chair, since it's consent, I'll just wait to make the motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Kopsa?
Aye.
Thank you.
Minute approval, February 20th.
No corrections for those either.
Move to approve.
Second.
Alrighty, Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Kopsa?
Abstain. And we'll adjourn as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and convene as the Board of Supervisors. We're at 9A, County Clerk.
Yeah, this was an appointment of one member to the scheduled vacancy on the Grenada Sanitation District. This would be a term ending December 5, 2025. The district had two vacancies. They were able to appoint one member to their district board, but there's one vacancy that remains. And today would be the last date in which the Board of Supervisors could make an appointment. I did get a hold of the district, and they told me nobody has shown any interest, and we did not receive anything here at the clerk's level. So basically no action on this, because unless you...
Do you live in Grenada?
I do not.
Not
within the district, so...
All
but
right.
Yeah, no, it, no action if
okay.
We don't have
no
it.
No action then.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to 11, which is public hearings, and we are.
This should be a continued public hearing,
yes.
So it should already be open.
Okay,
Mr. Chair, I'll be recusing myself.
Okay, Supervisor Chris has
any explanations, Council, or have I already explained it before?
You can go ahead and explain everything.
All right. Yeah, we have a bed and breakfast there indoors, so we have to push the recuse, and then. I did it originally, and then it became the Williamson Act factor of it.
Okay.
Okay.
So we are at This is the second reading of amending Title 10, Chapter 5 of Siskiyou County Code by adding Article 61, Vacation Rentals. Rentals and to determine ordinance exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15061B3 and Section 15301 of CEQA guidelines. Ms. Lang, good morning. Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you, Board. Good afternoon, Haley Lang, Planning Director. So since this is the second reading, I don't have any substantive comments, but I do want to make note of one small minor clerical error. So during the first reading, under section, and this is page 6 of the ordinance, under section 10-6.6110, remedies, the very last sentence in the paragraph was amended to read, nothing shall preclude an immediate revocation if the public, or sorry, that was the old one. The new sentence should read, nothing shall preclude an immediate suspension of the permit pending hearing if the public health and safety are threatened. And so I have printed out copies, so that is reflected in the record, and that's the only thing I wanted to make note of.
But it was earlier approved at the first reading.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And that's it. Those are my comments. Yep.
Any correspondence?
Not in addition to what we had previously received.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? None. Anyone online?
Sean, none online.
None online. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Online?
Sean, none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Sean, none online.
Public comments. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
None online.
So there's no rebuttal by proponents, no rebuttal by opponents, because there was none. And this is the close of the hearing.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken. Board members have any further discussion?
Just a couple comments.
Sure.
So first of all, thank you, Haley, for all the effort that's gone into this. How long has this taken?
20 years?
It feels like 20 years, but about a year and a half.
And so I would just say this. I know we had an initial run, you know, people showing up for a comment. I'm surprised we haven't any yet.
Mm-hmm.
The last few times that this has come before the board, particularly from the realtors and the people who have been most impacted,
mm-hmm.
So I'm quite happy to move this forward.
Motion?
Motion?
Sure, I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
And that is the recommended motion?
Yes.
Assume? All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
No.
Oh, that's recused. That's
recused.
True. Thank you. Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Copsa?
Aye. Thank you again, Ms. Lang, for all the effort you put into this.
Thank you.
All right. Any staff reports?
None to report?
None. Wow. All right. We look forward to a report of some kind. We never get one out of staff, so.
Okay.
And we're not done, all right?
Not today.
Board reports. Anybody? Going once?
Well, I was in Humboldt County for my third phase of 5 for a class through the California State Association of Counties. Again, always looking for information. There'll be, again, working on behind the scenes. I spoke to a lady involved with the airports. Specifically doing the, or is it AWOS, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
They're up against the same thing, looking for grants to help alleviate what they got to deal with.
Okay.
One thing I got is if you need help tracking down the community health director for the county up there, on the dam,
send it to Brian Chinone.
Yeah.
Which reminds me,
I'll be up there and see what's going on.
Be nice to know, because it's been what?
It's been a few years.
10,
mm-hmm.
eight,
7, 8 years?
Yeah, 7, 8 years. It's since
I
did that.
I know they have the old irrigation in there because of the dust.
Did they? Has our public health officer weighed in on even like the proclamation today?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hmm. Okay. Anyone else down here?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
RCRC last week in Sacramento, and then
hospice art auction Friday night. They raised at least $13,000. And that's all.
Okay. Anything you super to Chris?
Yeah, some areas of went to the Oracle RCD meeting, tri-counties, and then be relying on the PSA 2 members here a little bit, but the Too Late Meals on Wheels program, we're not sure if they're going to keep that, that's going to be able to keep going. Senior Meals Congress, and those sorts of things over there, there's a gap in services.
I attended the RCRC meeting in Sacramento as well, and then also chaired the Environmental Services Joint Powers Authority here in Siskiyou for those that were in Sacramento by Zoom. So with that, we're going into closed session.